If you want to take an airplane to go and see the biggest 555 feet or 170 meters tall pharaonic obelisk in the world, and if you want to visit the land of total control and the new world order, where they even have real pharaonic pyramids on their money and green lizard tails, then you need to have Apis, the bull and pharaonic god of strength and fertility, crawl all over your private life. And have this pharaonic bull stampede over your entire personality until all your dear privacy will be mashed into a mud, into the dirt of the sheer weight of this pharaonic bull, Apis, and god of strength. They will eventually crush all human resistance and personal right. Welcome to the new world order of the pharistocracy and their APIS, Advanced Passenger Information System, which will gladfully scrutinize your entire personality to see if the intel on your identity and everything that goes with it is fit to enter the promised land of the Neophars, or new pharaohs, that is. Except when you choose to be a wetback, then it's okay to just pass the Rio Grande, where there are relatively few Apis bulls. So here we can see the single V of the Templars, or the single V of the Apis bull. The hieroglyph has two V's. So the Advanced Passenger Information System of the Apis bull is executed by the government bulls of CBP, or Customs and Border Protection, which falls under the jurisdiction of the Department of Homeland Security. And again, there's no danger for wetbacks, because these government bulls don't want to get their fancy-looking impressive uniforms to get wet and soaked. So here we can see more clear that this is a V of the Templars. This is octagon, or the single V of the Apis bull. It's all the same thing. So from a distance, it's much clearer to see, really. And this is why in German they call a cop ein Bulle, or a bull. It's the same word. A word not chosen by the people, but the pharistocracy themselves. And because Apis, the bull of the pharaohs, is the god of strength who defends the empire. And it's octagon. The hieroglyph of the Apis bull and god of strength of the pharaohs are two reversed V's, as the logo of the French car. We can see that here. This is what it is. The two reversed V's. I tried to zoom into that one. That's the official hieroglyph of Apis. So this one here. This is Apis. So here we can see the Apis, the official Apis hieroglyph. Again, here it is. This is Apis. And sometimes it's defined a bit differently. And there it is again, the official Apis hieroglyph, like on the French car. And in many agencies and government things and Templars, they use only one, because this is a symbol of strength, like the police and the army and you know, all over. And through the royal bloodline, the Per-A, of the pharistocracy, it survived thousands of years, as they went to Greece first. And the Spartans had the reversed V on their shields. So this is in fact the correct way to have it, and not upside down. This is not correct because it's all from the Apis bull. And this is like when you're conquered and lying on the ground with your legs in the air. Then they founded Rome, and the pharistocracy integrated the reverse V in many a coat of arms in Europe. and it became one of the symbols of the Templars, who control all armies and all octagon police of the world. This is why we find it on tanks and choppers of Pharaoh's armies. Like here on this US Apache, we find it here. There it is. I'll try to enhance it. There it is. The Templar symbol. This is part of Apis, the power of strength. And there it is again on the US tank in Iraq. It's the same thing, really. It's all pharaonic. The Spartans had it. And it's half the Apis hieroglyph. And why only half? I'll explain that to you. So this tank and the other armor might be the god of strength. Police, army, the homeland security, it's all over. Now, why only one V, you might ask? Well, here it is, on the US Treasury Department. Because the Apis god is also the god of fertility, money, fertility, and strength, power. Power over other people. So why is there only one? I'll explain that to you. Well, that's because double V of Apis can only be applied in the motherland at the River Nile, under specific conditions laid down in the Book of Books. The pharaohs never disappeared and became the aristocracy, or in fact, pharaohistocracy is the name for the royal pharaonic bloodline, and they became the masons, hiding in the New World Order. And the Old World Order is the feudal aristocracy through the reign of kings and queens. So only when the mission is really accomplished, then the double V can be shown. And so, Advanced Passenger Information System Apis, the pharaonic bull god of strength, was chosen because Pharaoh rules under the Prince of Darkness, Seth, or Sethon, also called Saton, or Satan. So Apis, the bull god, is a symbol of the pharaonic strength and power of the empire, which the 9/11 scam brought forth into full deployment, and another disguised sign for the worldwide pharaohistocracy to increase Pharaoh's grip on the human race. The message has been given out.